Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR, and on the OTCQX market under the symbol HSTXF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. And Charles, we're following up on some very good drill results released just yesterday, June 16th. These drill results coming from the Unga project in Alaska, and more specifically, the Apollo target. Headline numbers here, 88.3 grams per ton gold over 3 meters, and 19.3 grams per ton gold over about 4.5 meters. These holes are 500 meters apart, too. Hole 2 was the 88 gram per ton, and hole 3 was that other result there of the 19.3 grams per ton. But there's also some other intersects within that hole 3. I'm going to post a link to the news release so everybody can follow along on the full table of drill results there. But Charles, start us off, please, with these initial drill results. Just 4 holes out of 27 that are already drilled at this Apollo target. These first holes, obviously very encouraging. What does that mean for the exploration here moving forward?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. They're spectacular results, aren't they? Especially just at the start. So, you know, your listeners will know about our high-grade resource at SH1. And for the people who have been following closely, they'll have known that we've got some other pretty good targets. And so the story of Apollo is quite interesting. It was Alaska's first underground gold mine. It produced 130,000 ounces at 10 grams per ton at the turn of last century. But they stopped mining. They stopped mining because they got into base metal rich material that they couldn't produce from. And despite that, they showed all these excellent zones of mineralization. And then the project really went quiet, and surprisingly, it wasn't drilled at all until the early 1980s. And there's kind of an interesting detective story. There was this old mine manager called Frank Brown, and we've got his diaries and some of his old reports. And in the mid-30s, about 15 years after the mine closed, he drew these map of the underground workings. And the group in the 80s drilled those. Drilled them exactly where he drew them on the piece of paper, but didn't get very good results. In fact, didn't really hit the vein at all. And so we found those collars and we went back and looked at all the data. And it became really clear to us that there was a registration issue, that they were probably out by sort of 50 to 100 meters to the north. So we went the brute force approach this year. We literally just did fences of RC holes in the Sitka and Apollo Shaft 2 area. And we found the vein about 100 meters south. So we found the alteration zone, and then we found the vein. And the grades, as you said, absolutely spectacular. So now we've got it over 700 meters of strike, over 140 meters vertically. The Sitka hole hit 4 separate veins, you know, high-grade gold veins and base metal-rich veins. So there's a lot going on, and we're just at the start.
So I'm going to post that figure 1 also below this interview so everyone can see where these drill results came from. They are those the yellow dots with the black outline. Charles, mention or dive a little bit into the shallow nature of these results too. You said you have a vertical range of 140 meters, but the high grade results here, they're much shallower than 140 meters.
Exactly. The veins come to surface or just below surface. There's a little bit of overburden that's masked some of this. So, yeah, the intercepts are at 13 metres, 20 metres, 40, 50 metres down the hole. So extremely shallow. It's, you know, it's a cliche to say you should look in and around old mines, but it's almost incredible to believe that a mine that had this high grade, where the old miners told you where the ore was and what the grade was, that it just hasn't been drilled. It's an amazing opportunity for us.
So when it comes to, these other holes that are already drilled, really you are still, because this is the first drill program here that you guys have undertaken, you're getting an understanding of what the mineralization could be. So how do the rest, already the 27 holes that are drilled in here, how's it going to play into the big picture strategy of the project?
Yeah, so we have multiple parallel veins. The Sitka zone, the Apollo zone, is over 2 kilometres. So our big goal, as we've stated repeatedly, is to lift the nearly 400,000 ounce resource up to 1 million ounces. And so this is a huge step forward on this. Effectively, we've almost got to move forward with resource drilling at Apollo. We know we can get a considerable re-rating on delivering that first 1 million ounces, and that'll allow the environmental work, the studies, the permitting to bring Unga back into production. And then in the big picture that you asked about, we want to show that this district can become a multi-million ounce district. It's a huge package of ground. In fact, our VPX told me something really cool yesterday, that outside of the resource, we will drill more holes this summer, more meters of drilling this summer than's been drilled in the entire history of the Unga project. That's how unexplored this district is.
Well, Charles, speaking of how unexplored it is and all the extra drilling you're doing this season, I had asked you last time we talked about, you know, which project did you like the best between Apollo, SH1, and Aquila? And you said you had a friendly bet going on and that you had sided on the Apollo side. And it looks like you're off to a good start in your bet. But you mentioned offline that your VPX has a dog in the fight still with some of the drilling you're doing at Aquila and SH1. Could you bring our audience up to speed on the fact that you're also drilling those targets as well and where things are at in that part of the exploration campaign?
Yeah, so from our last conversation, we bought 3 rigs to site in April. We're already 36 holes into the program. These are just the first 4 results. The diamond drill rig is continuing under the resource at SH1. We think we can grow that. These are the first results from Apollo that are really showing the potential here. And then, yeah, our VPX loves Aquila, and I do too. It's a fantastic project where we made a discovery last year, a fantastic prospect. And so we've got 5 holes completed following up that discovery last year. He's given me a good head start, but it's, I think, between the 3 of those, you know, we're just stepping out from previous gold hits. This is not wildcat drilling, and that's why we're so confident about getting to that 1 million ounces.
So then, Charles, there is a comment here that talks about the Apollo Sitka trend is over 2 kilometers long, and drilling to date has tested 725 meters of that trend, but you do have the 7,000-meter fully funded program. What do you think the possibility is here of seeing mineralization across this whole 2-kilometer trend?
Yeah, so just talking about Apollo, you know, we think there's anywhere, you know, it could easily be bigger than 1 million ounces. Just the combination of the strike length and that you're stacking parallel veins next to each other, that's what gives you the ability to add resources quickly. The advantage of bringing the RC rigs is we've got so many meters quickly. We're very confident that we're going to exceed that 7,000 meters within the current budget. We're already well ahead of schedule. So if we can deliver the framework of that 1 million ounces, then we can come back and drill that off next year and put that into resource. And obviously that comes with a huge rating, re-rating that journey. I think in some of our early calls, you know, we talked about, well, this is what we think we can deliver. The results from yesterday and today's conversation is definitely showing a material step towards that.
So just summarize then what investors can expect in terms of future holes here, because again, it's not just this Apollo prospect, it's holes going into other prospects and also some deeper holes. So what's the flow going to be in news?
Yeah, we'll batch our results, you know, combinations from the Apollo area, from the SH1 area, and from the Aquila area, and then we're trying to try and get out and drill some of the other targets. These results are really game-changing in that they show that it's not just us dreaming about the potential. We will almost move into resource drilling mode at Apollo, and so watch for us to systematically add to the strike length, try and understand exactly how all these veins connect. There's base metal-rich veins and gold-rich veins, so we should be able to deliver pretty consistent news flow, both on this zone and across the property with that bigger goal in mind.
So final comment here, Charles, is the stock did react very nicely to these drill results, but in the big context here, the market cap, because the share structure is so tight, still right around, let's say, the $55 to $60 million range. Give our listeners a bit of context here, because look, everyone sees the pop in the share price, but there's still a lot of work here, and with the tight share structure, still, again, $55 to $60 million. What can you share with our listeners further to this point?
Yeah, we're very clearly at the beginning of this journey. In fact, the results yesterday, you could argue, significantly de-risk the project and the company for an investor. So, you know, just look around for our peers. Look at this sort of 10 gram plus grades at 1 million ounces and have a look at those valuations. Have a look at the probability of the step outs that we're doing and decide whether you think there's a cheap opportunity here, because we think we've got a whole summer of good news to come.
Okay, Charles, appreciate this update. Good job on these initial drill results here from the Unga property and this Apollo prospect. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Charles to address those for you. Charles, we'll follow up as some more news hits the market, but off to a good start. I look forward to seeing what some of the future results yield. Please keep us up to date and keep in touch.
Yeah, thank you both very much.